Welcome back. We are live at Torrey Pines, the site of the Farmers Insurance Open. I love this stop. One of my favorite stops every single year. And if I'm going to come here, I'm going to start the program like this. I mean, yes, I have my show open, but if I'm going to have somebody sit down, you know who I'm angling and efforting for. This guy. It's become a tradition of sorts. He is a PGA Tour pro. He is a world number 16. He is a member of the winning President's Cup team last month. He is a member of the Ryder Cup team. He finished tied for fifth at last year's Masters. He was third at the British Open. He is the co-host of the Let's Get It podcast with Boyd Summerhays. He is Tony Finau. Tony, what's going on? How are you?
What's up, Jimmy? Thanks for having me on again, bro.
It is so good to see you. I appreciate you coming by.
Thank you.
You know, from the outside, let me just get right into it. This is a track and a tournament where you have always produced solid results. How would you describe this course and how well does it fit your game?
Yeah, well, it's a challenging golf course, no question about it. Torrey South, I think, is one of the toughest golf courses we play on tour all year. And you combine that with some of the toughest greens. Poana grass is really tough to play on and tough to putt on. So making putts, outside of how hard the course is, making putts on these greens are extremely tough. So just one of the toughest tests we have all year and one of the toughest tests we face on the PGA Tour just in general. So it's a golf tournament that I do enjoy. I love the look of the place. You got to hit it with length. Length is a big part of playing this golf course well, and fortunately for me, I have that, and I look forward to another great week here this week.
That's how you set that up. Tony Finau, my guest. Now, you're coming off a top 15 at the American Express, which included a second-round 62, which tied the PGA West Nicklaus Tournament course record. So when you're getting ready for a day like that, did you know potentially you were looking at a round like that, or do you really never know?
Man, you just never know, and, I didn't know. I made the turn at 3-under. I ended up shooting 10-under, so I shot 7-under on my back nine.
Wow.
But even, even after I made a couple birdies on my back, it's I knew I was gonna have a good round, but, you never know when you're going to shoot 62. So it was my lowest round to par in my PGA Tour career, and that was awesome to have, to start my 2020 PGA Tour season that way, to know that I'm pretty sharp. And of course, always have work to do, but that my game is in a good place. I look forward, again, to playing the Farmers Insurance Open this week.
All right, Tony, to that point, you had a round that included a run of 7 birdies in 9 holes.
Yeah.
Now, you're a big, big sports fan, so you understand this analogy. Basketball players talk about being in the zone, feeling like the hoop is huge. Everything is going in no matter what. No matter what you throw up, it's going down, or everything's slowing down, or everything feeling like it's in slow motion.
Yeah.
What's it feel like when you're playing a round like that and you're running in one birdie after another? What's the golf analogy for that?
Yeah, I think you're in a bubble. You're in your own bubble. You're in your own world, and nothing can go wrong. There's something there in your conscience that you just feel that you can't do anything wrong. And then that's kind of what the feeling is like, and that's a great thing about being in the zone. There's so much psychology behind how do you get in the zone? What
right.
is the zone?
There's I'm going there next, right?
Yeah, exactly. So there's so much psychology around that, and I'm an avid reader, and so I read up on things like that, and there's been so many different analogies and theories on how you get in the zone. I'm still trying to figure it out for myself, but I know last week for sure on that back nine, I definitely was in the zone. You get over the golf shot, and you get over certain putts, and sometimes you just, again, you don't feel like you can miss hit the shot, whether it goes in or not. There's a free feeling there, almost like kind of like zombie mode kind of thing. So that's how I can explain it. And again, there's so much theory behind and psychology behind how do you get there. As an athlete, I think you just cherish those times when you are in that zone.
Tony Finau joining us. I think you kind of answered my next point. Like, we all know what it is, or we can kind of get our head wrapped around what it is. But I think what we can't figure out is how you get to that spot, whether it's being in the zone, a flow state, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
I mean, do you just hope that it happens, or can you manufacture it? Can you consciously put yourself in that spot?
I think a little bit of both. I think you can manufacture it a little bit and just and have that free spirit to you when you play, to know everything's going to be okay, whether executed or not. And that's what it seems like for me when I'm in the zone, that, even if I miss hit the shot or whatever, it's okay. And maybe that's everybody's zone is different. I think the way they look at it and the way they feel it. But I do think you can manufacture it a little bit and just in your attitude, because that's what you can control.
Right. You never want to worry about things you cannot control.
That's
we know
right.
this, right?
That's right.
So Tiger Woods picked you to be on the President's Cup team. How did he tell you that you were going to be on that team, and what do you remember about that conversation?
So he called me. I was playing the WGC in China, the World Golf Championship in China, and the final round had just finished. So It was about 6 p.m. in China on Sunday, which was about 3 a.m. in Orlando, where Tiger lives, or in West Palm Beach. And he gives me a call, and I knew what it was for. And he says, hey, do you have a few minutes? I said, yeah, of course. I've been waiting for this phone call for a few months. But he says, you know, I've got some tough news to share with you. And I knew the phone call was going to go one of two ways. It was either going to be one of the greatest phone calls I ever received, or it was going to be one of the most devastating phone calls, having that Tiger is my golfing idol. And I was either going to hear the best news from him and that I made his team, or the worst news that I didn't make his team and he didn't want to pick me. So when he said he had tough news for me, as you can imagine, my heart sank. I was devastated. And so he lets a few seconds go by and he says, well, do you want to hear the news? And I said, yeah, I guess, you know, and at this time I'm just thinking, I've got to hear it from his mouth that I didn't make the team. And he pauses for a few more seconds and he says, welcome to the President's Cup team. You made the squad. So he's quite the jokester and the prankster. And at that time, he definitely got me. But I was ecstatic, you know, the next 30, 40 seconds of him just kind of singing my praises and how much he wants me on that team. How many, you know, the players wanted me on the team was very special for me. So it ended up being one of the best phone calls of my life and one that I'll always remember because of who Tiger is to me. You know, I think Tiger Woods resembles so much to so many different people. But to me, he was my golfing hero, my golfing idol, a huge part of why I play the game. So to get that phone call from him as a team that I wanted to make because he was the captain was very special for me.
Dude, I can't tell you how happy I am that I asked you that question. That is a great story. That is a great story. Yeah. Tony Finau joining us. So now you've been on the Ryder Cup team. You've been a member of the President's Cup team. What is the experience of playing in a team competition like, and what does that opportunity represent to you personally?
Yeah, to have the opportunity to represent your country in international games is a huge honor, and it's something that I don't take lightly, and it was so cool to represent the red, white, and blue in the Ryder Cup and in the President's Cup. And it's something that I dreamed of since I've been a kid. So to be able to live that dream and have that become a reality is very special. To be in those locker, to be in that room with some of the best players in the world, the guys are used to banging heads against, wanting to beat up on, you know, once a week we have the opportunity to come together and play for something bigger than us. And that's for our flag and just for pride in general, for our game. Is very special. So I cherish those moments, and I know that at a certain time in my career, they'll come to an end. But those are teams that I want to be on for many years to come, and something that I is at the top of my list every year to make the Ryder Cup, the President's Cup, the Olympics. Those are all big things for me.
Tony Finau joining me for a few more moments. So you were paired with Matt Kuchar on Saturday for the four ball and the foursomes. What are the pressure putts like in a team competition, knowing that you've got a point or a half point on the line? For instance, does it feel really, really different than putting in a regular tournament?
Yeah, it does. You know, it seems like everything's a little, your senses are a little heightened, more so. I think it's almost like a major championship. You're coming down the stretch every single hole. There seems to be that type of pressure. But, you know, I hit some nice putts down the stretch in that match on Saturday. In the morning and in the afternoon, and it was so much fun to be with Cooch. I had a great time playing with him. He's one of my good peers out here on the PGA Tour, and you know, hitting those pressure putts, there's nothing like making them. You know, the ecstatic moments that brings, and the joy that brings, and the sense of accomplishment that it brings when you hit those type of clutch putts are very cool. And to be able to share that with Cooch was a huge thing for me.
All right, so final thought, I can't like connect and relate to what you do out there, but you and I are now connected in a different way. We both push content. You've got yourself a podcast.
That's right.
I mentioned off the very top that you're the co-host of the Let's Get It podcast with Boyd Summerhays. How did the podcast come to be? And for those who have not heard it, how are you guys approaching it?
Yeah, so it's called the Let's Get It podcast. We started it. This is our second year going into our second season, I guess. You know, we started last year in 2019. But my coach, Boyd Summerhays, and I have always thought that we live pretty interesting lives. There's a lot to share. There's so many things that go on throughout a week that we feel like, you know, we should share with anyone who wants to listen, whether that's five people or, you know, 50,000 people. And so we were like, let's start a podcast and let's talk about our golf life. Let's talk about our little bit of our personal life and just share it with whoever wants to hear. So that's what our Let's Get It podcast is about. I had some great content in there this past season, and we look forward to pushing some good content this year on our podcast. Again, there's so many great things I feel like that happened in my life, and I just want to share that with other people.
Do you bring guys on tour onto the podcast?
This year we're going to have a lot of guests. We haven't had any yet, as we just were kind of pushing what we wanted to and our agenda. in our lives. But we do look forward to having a lot of guests this year. And so please listen in. Let's get it podcast.
Good for you. Get it. He is a PGA Tour pro. Not only that, but he is the first guy we look for every single year when we come here.
Thanks, bro.
He is a world number 16. No, Tony, thank you very much. It is so good to see you. I ran down that resume. I know you got some work to do, but I really do appreciate you stopping by first and getting us going. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me on, brother.
Tony Finau, my brother. Can't say how much I appreciate you and it.
Brother.
That's how you start this thing off. All right.